From APM, I'm Adrienne Hill in for Ben Johnson, and this is Marketplace Tech. The popular Netflix drama, 13 Reasons Why, centers on the suicide of a teenage girl.
Settle in, because I'm about to tell you the story of my life. More specifically, why my life ended. And if you're listening to this tape, you're one of the reasons why.
According to Variety, it's the most tweeted show of the year. But mental health experts and educators have been highly critical of the show and its very graphic depiction of suicide, worried it'll inspire vulnerable viewers to attempt suicide. For more on the influence media has on adolescent health, we reached out to Dan Romer. He's research director at the Annenberg Public Policy Center at the University of Pennsylvania. Thanks for joining us.
Oh, well, thanks for inviting me.
Is the depiction of suicide something people should be concerned about generally?
Yeah, we think so. There's been a lot of research over the years that shows that depictions of something like suicide, where someone ends their life or engages in self-harm, is something that could be influential for a small but important segment of the audience that is either currently contemplating suicide or is depressed. And the way that is portrayed can also affect things. The more explicit it is, especially if it's a novel method or something people aren't aware of, they're more likely to try that.
The producers of the show, I know, have come out and said, look, we tried to make this scene as real and as intense and as unpleasant as we could. We weren't trying to glorify this moment of suicide. Is there any responsible way to do this?
I've heard them say that. In fact, I think one of the writers said that what prevented him from ending his life was a vision of a very horrific attempt at suicide by someone else. Well, unfortunately, it will be seen as a method to solve a problem for some people.
This is a television show based on a book, and I wonder if it's different from a contagion standpoint to read a story like this than to see a story like this.
I don't know of any clear research on that, but my guess would be seeing it is far more impactful than reading it. Now, there's an old, there's a classic case going back to the late 1700s of a German book called The Sorrows of Young Werther, a very famous book. It was extremely popular, about the suicide of a young man. And the book was banned in several countries because there were so many young men taking their lives.
After the book came out.
Yes. It's actually by a very famous German author named Goethe, and that made him famous. That's how powerful that story was.
Dan Romer is research director of the Annenberg Public Policy Center at the University of Pennsylvania. Thanks so much.
Okay, thank you.
We reached out to Netflix for comment and haven't heard back. Facebook has announced it'll hire 3,000 people over the next year to help address violence on its site. They'll remove videos showing people hurting themselves and others. The new hires will bring the total number of people reviewing flagged video content to about 7,500. You're hearing a track called Winter Melon Valley, from a soundtrack to a video game that doesn't exist. Leon Chang created the 12-track album called Bird World. He started by imagining the game.
If I was going to make a video game, who would the hero be? Where would he go? Like, what locations? And I started from there.
So who is the hero, and where do you go, and who are the bosses, and what are you doing?
The hero of the game is me, Leon. So I use this avatar. It's this fat bird. So the original sprite is from Yoshi's Island. It's an enemy called the Huffin Puffin.
Okay.
That's how I envisioned sort of the main character of this adventure.
Do you have a favorite track on the album?
The first one I wrote for the album was Green Tea Forest. That one I like to imagine like a sort of like mysterious magic forest full of green tea. Basically all like the rivers and like the little creeks in it are just like running with tea. What I liked about the album too is that as I wrote it, a musical theme sort of sprung up about it. So one of the first tracks is Welcome to Bird World, and it's this Sousa-like march that starts off with a very bouncy theme. And I actually repeat that theme in two other songs. One of them is more like a lullaby, which is the Twinkle Twinkle Little Bird song. Mm-hmm. And then the last one, Goodbye to Bird World, uses the same theme, but it stretches it out and makes it much more emotional. It's sort of like the ending credits after you've beaten the game. Actually, what I drew inspiration from for that one was I was watching a lot of Korean dramas at the time.
Huh.
And they have a lot of like piano and stringed instrument sort of very sad songs in them. So I was listening to like a lot of that and I thought, okay, that would be pretty cool to end the album with. With video game soundtracks, it's really trying to evoke, in my mind, like a feeling of a location, of being at some place. So even if you don't play video games, if you're listening to something like Bird World, I want you to be able to imagine, okay, I'm in the magical forest. I want you to really like get into that location.
Leon Chang is the creator of the album Bird World. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Leon told me his favorite track from an actual video game is Rainbow Road from Mario Kart. If you've got a favorite, share it with us. We're on Twitter at Marketplace Tech. I'm Adrian Hill, and that's our show today. This is APM.